ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated L'Ilui Nishmas Nechemya ben Reb David Olav HaShalom.
We're learning Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara starts with the Meimra of Reb Asi and Reb Recha Meshum Huda ben Beseir, which starts at the bottom of Daf Lamed Amid Beis, and he says Shloish Yei Nesein, and he fears I Samafkit Per. That this is the third one. If someone's mafkid is wine by a guy, you're not allowed to drink it, but it is muta bahano. So the Maris Akash of Atanan, we have a mission that says, Hamafkid peresa eitz alay v'kacham, reinke peresa shalay v'kacham, l'shviya sulamayser. That if you mafkid peres by a guy, they're blind like the peiris of a guy, legami shvius and legami meiser. In other words, you're chayshish that the guy switches it with his peiris. So here also, you should be chayshish that the guy is going to switch the wine with his wine, and it should be also bano also. So the Gemara answers, you're going sheyichel le karen zavius, that he's miyachid from a karen zavius, and Rashi explains that he made a mafteach or a chaysam, there are other pshatim in the Rishenim, but pashtus, he made a mafteach or a chaysam, he either locked it in a, and he only has the key, or there's a chaysam, which ensures that the guy didn't get to it. So the Gemara says, Yihachi b'shti anami l'shtui. So the Gemara says, Amr abzer l'kasha hara blez hara abanan. After the little shank of the tariyah, the Gemara says, Abzer says, it's a machlek is actually a blez in the rabbanan. And the Braisa says, Echel l'kech v'chadasecha b'ayis b'chadserisha v'chavim. If somebody buys or rents a house in the chatzar of a guy, umlu yayin mafteach chaysim b'yad Yisrael, and lemaisa the guy has access to it, but the yid has a mafteach or a chaysim. So then, Reb Lezer matav v'cham meisrim, Reb Lezer holds its mutter, and the cham holds its asir. So the brayser that he brought before that said a mafkid yayin eitzav v'cham mutter b'shtia, that goes like Reb Lezer holds its mutter and its mutter even b'shtia. Mashein kain, the memer of Reb Asi, Reb Yecha, Meshum Ben Beseira, that he says that it's asir b'shtia mutter manah. Goes like the Chachamim, that doesn't rely on the Chaysim and the Mafteach and asses it. So Kibshutai, the Machlaikis is, if a Mafteach or a Chaysim is good enough to stop the guy from touching the wine or being Machlif the wine, Reb Lezer holds it's good enough, and the Chacham hold that a Mafteach and a Chaysim doesn't help. And the Gemara says that according to the Chachamim, it works if you have a Chaysim B'Sei Chaysim. The Gemara is actually a Shaila about in the second Lashon. But there's a din of a Chaysim B'Sei Chaysim that two Chaysim must help, even according to the Rabbanan. So before we get involved into that Machlokes and the Shakel V'Tayah with the Rishonim, about how we paskin and what's the Pshat, first I want to go into, because the Gemara said that Reb Asi, Amar Reb Yechel, Meshum Ibn B'Seirim, he said that it's Asur B'Shtiyah U'Mutter Bahano. So Taisus asks, why is it asa b'shtiyah mutter b'hanah? What does he hold? If he holds a Reb Elazar, it's not chayshish v'ziyif. So the Gemara is mavur that it's mutter b'shtiyah also. But if he holds like the Rabbanan, that you are chayshish v'ziyif, so why is it mutter b'hanah? Why isn't the chayshish v'ziyif asrit b'hanah as well? So Taisus says to Teretz, that Rabbi Yudim ben Meseir is going l'shitasai. Because Rabbi Yudim ben Meseir says in the fifth parak, andaf nun tasim edbeis, I mean in the fourth parak, that if the wine belongs to the yin, the guy can't asher with his negiya ba'anot. And he says two reasons. First of all, because you're not chayshish for nisuch, because ein menaschem yayin elu b'fnei avedis kechavim. So his own wine, maybe he was menaschech it in front of the avedis zarah, but it's your wine, he just touched it, so you know he wasn't menaschech in front of the avedis zarah. We're not chayshish for nisuch. And the second thing is, va'ayin, so you can't ask him my wine. You could ask him your wine, but you can't ask him my wine. So therefore, Rabbi Yudim ben Meseir holds that when a guy touches wine, he doesn't ask for the wine, but no, he only asks the wine b'shtia. And Taisa says like this. Taisa says, "Kum Tais, even according to the Rabbanu, when Achayish for chlufe, when Achayish he exchanged it for his own wine. Why? Even though Lagabe." Tavil and Shvius Ruachayish said he exchanged it for his own payers. But here, since the whole Iker Yenam is only Asim in Rabbanan, it doesn't have an Iker Minatayr, they were more Mekel, and they weren't Chayshish Lachlufim. So what were they Chayshish for when you only have one Chayshim according to Rabbanan? They're Chayshish for Negiah. So Ibn Mesayr holds that Negiah and Yayin Shal Yisrael doesn't ask him, no, it only asks Bishtiah. So Kumdais Lavi Taisis, Lamaisa, according to the Chachamim, halal locha, it would be asr b'hana as well, because we paskin that a guy is maga does asr b'hana. We don't hold in these taimim that einan amaisa davashem ishalay or ein menaskim ayin lefnei avedizar. We say that he could ask the ayin shal yisrael if he's menasachit, and people are menasach even not in front of avedizar. But Rabbi Yechonah was going through Pirim ben Meseir, Pirim ben Meseir l'shitasai held that Negiyah doesn't ask the Bano, it only asks the Bishtiyah. And by Yayin Nesach, we don't say Echshash Echlufei, we just say Echshash Negiyah. Now, according to Taisus, Kipshuta, it's not Negiyah la'alocha, because we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, which isn't Chayshish anything by Chayshim Mechad, like we're going to be Meirich about. Now, the Stipla has a shtickle on this. The Stipla asks the Shaila, what is Takip Shant in Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira? If you hold of these dinim, that Einan Amayisa Dava Shein Eshaloi, or Einan Askim Yayim Lefnei Avodah Zarah, and that's why it's Mutar Bano, so why is it Asur B'Shtiyah? What's Takip Shant in Rabbi ben Beseira that says that when a guy touches a Yiddish wine, as opposed to the Gayish wine, which is Asur B'Hana, when a guy touches a Yiddish wine, he can't ask it B'Hana, because he can't aser laf kol aminech laser yemin la'insi, or because ain't menaskim yain lefnei avedizara, so why does he aser b'shtiyah? What's the pshat in that? So the stipler says, Azai, maybe you would say this. We spoke about this in the previous two shiurim, that there are really two gzeiras. There's really a gzeira of b'nai seyem, of chasnas, which that would be an iser shtiyah. And then there's another thing of achshash nisach, which that makes it aser ba'anah. Whether you say that they're two separate gzeiras, that first they made a gzeira of Benesei and of Isishti, and afterwards came the gzeira of the Nisach, which is Asur B'Hana, or even if you say it's the same gzeira, but the pshat is the Ik gzeira, the Tamid gzeira is Mishum B'Neseim, but once they asked Mishum B'Neseim, they made the Isser, the gedder of the Isser is that they made the Isser Kilu its Yayin that was Nisnasach V'Avay Dezarim. Or they were geizerot to yain that was a snasim v'dezara, because if they would matter b'ana, people would think that yain that's a snasim v'dezara is also matter b'ana. But the pshat is that when you only have the gzeira of v'nei seyem, and you don't have the gzeira of nisuch, so then you could say that it's asa b'shti and not b'ana. Just like we spoke about the shittas rishonim that b'sman that goyim aren't menasach anymore for v'dezara, then all yain stam yainim is asa b'shti and not b'ana. So here also, these svaris that a person is not menasach the wine except it's in front of Avodah Zarah, or even the svara that you can't ask for someone else's wine, that's only svaris if you're going to ask them at Sad the Nisach. You want to make the wine into Yayin Nesach. We have a chshash that maybe is menasach the wine and it has the Isser of Yayin Nesach, which is learned out from Ashechel Zechei Mechel Yishtiye Nesicham, that maybe this is Avodah Zarah wine. So there you have the taimim that no, even if he was menasach, he can't ask it that yainzi, and also he's not menasach shleib b'fnei Avodah Zarah. But the din of b'nei seyem, that has nothing to do with being menasach the wine b'fnei Avodah Zarah. On that also, you don't say enin ma'isa dav v'shein ishaloi. It's not because he's doing epis ma'isa. It's not this exerius b'nei seyem. So the isishti would be also exerius b'nei seyem. As all you could say such a mahalach. But the Stipler says it's not parsha to say that the Negiyah in the Yisrael's wine is Nichol Negzeris B'Neseyim. Just like, you know, you don't find by Pitam and Shamnam and that you had that thing. We had mentioned earlier, the Stipler brings it down, the Rishash that was saying in Rashi that all these things, the Yayim Mevushal is only Mutta Banah, it's Asa B'Shtiyah. Because Yayim Mevushal is just the din that you don't have the Negzeris Nisach, but you still have the Negzeris B'Neseyim by Yayim Mevushal. And the kasha was, so what do you do with the Ma'is of Shmuel and Avlet, where he said you can even drink the Yayim Mevushal? So the Rishash said, and the Chassam Sefer as well, that the pshat is that the whole din b'nisayim is dafka and the wine that belongs to a guy. But a guy touching Yiddish wine, there's no din b'nisayim b'chlal. That was what he brings. It's a tesis later. And that Samach Dalam and Beis, Lagami Ger Teshav, then wants to say by Ger Teshav is no din Yayin Esach, because he's not an Eved Avedah Zarah. And he says, even though you have an Esayim, but that's only if it's his wine. But for Maga, you don't have it. So Teshav later is come out in the first, as you say, that by Maga, there's no din of an Esayim. But he does bring a ran later in Daf Nun Tes, which is Mash Makloi, that by Maga, that even by Maga there's a din of Bnei Seim. But if you name on that there's no Bnei Seim on a gear, so you might need a pshat, what's why according to Yehuda ben Bava that holds that it's Mutta Bano with Maga, because he can't ask the Dover Shein HaShaloya, because he's not Misnasa Shalif Ne'avay Desire, so why is it also B'Shtiyah? Are you going to say Shtiyah is also Bnei Seim? But Bnei Seim is only when, if you're going to hold the Bnei Seim, is dafka when the wine belongs to the guy, but not if he touches our wine. So B'chal, there's no Bnei Seim either. So what's Pshat in the Yisr Shtiyah? So the Stipler says like this. He says, this din of Einan Amayis Adav Hashayin HaShaloi, Taisus asks Akasha, and Yavam Estaf Egimom and Beis, and in other places, that let's say somebody pours milk into someone else's meat, into someone else's pot of meat, or he puts some chalev or nevel into someone else's pot of food. You don't say Einan Amayis Adav Hashayin HaShaloi. So how come if someone worships someone else's thing, you say Einan Amayis Adav Hashayin HaShaloi? What's the vart? So he says, it's things that are totally a machshava. Things are stolen machshava, because your machshava can't be pile anything if it doesn't belong to you. That's why by klai zroim, if a plant would be planted next to the klai and bekerim without any kavana, that doesn't ask. You need kavana. So that's why by klai and bekerim, there could be a din of ene meis davar shein shalai, because you need machshava, you need kavana. Machshava doesn't work on someone else's thing. So he says, the Gemara says, on Daphne and Zion, that you have a tinaik that touches wine, so it asks b'shtia, and it doesn't ask the b'hano. So he says, this is the aside. That Yudim B'Seir means it holds that there's a din that Einan Amayisit Dav Hashem Yishalai, so it blinds Ki'il the Maga was Shalai B'Kavana, because even though he had Kavana, but the pshat is he holds the kavana doesn't work. That's the din of Einan Amayis Adav Hashayin HaShaloi. It blames that there's no kavana. A machshava can't be piled on someone else's thing. So it blames without machshava. What's the din without machshava? The Gemara says in the fourth parak, and Afnan Zayin, that it's asur b'shtiyah, not banot. And who did Lagabi the other time he says, Ein menaskim alifnei avay dezara. The pshat is that to asur banot, there has to be kavanas negia. V'chayshish that he had kavana to be menasach. So that we say, no, Hizicha didn't have kavanah to be menasech, because they ain't menasech melef ne'avay desire. But to ask a b'shtiyah, we don't even need kavanah snegiyah, so there really is no kshash nisach, and it's still aser, so that would ask a b'shtiyah. But it's a little bit agufa kasha. No, so what's the pshat that a maga shloi b'kavanah asks b'shtiyah, not b'anah? So he says, Taisus over there in Daphne Zayin says, because of Xerah. It's Xerah. They wanted to make a loy plug that any time a guy touches the wine, it's us the b'shtiyah. But they didn't make the Xerah so vite to ask even b'ano. So that's the pshat in Rebbe Ben Maseira. The Rebbe Ben Maseira holds that all negiyah blimes in negiyah shloi b'kavana. So the guy b'shtiyah, they ask the negiyah shloi b'kavana. Xerah ought to, I guess, when the guy himself has the wine. But they weren't machman the Xerah to ask the b'ano. Now this is all in Taisus, because Taisus says that the Pshat of Rebbe Maseir is Rebbe Maseir l'shitasai, that the reason why he holds that it's Mutta Bano is because he holds that even if the guy was Negeya, it will be Mutta Bano, and there's no Chshash of a Chlufi. But not according to Rebbe Maseir, if you hold like the Rabban and the Chayisim Echad doesn't work, Avana would be Asa Bano. But Rashi says not the way. Rashi says, V'chacham Eishrim lasis kain, V'ovet shari b'ano kamin and leho. Rashi says, M'furish v'chacham Eishrim, that it is mutter b'ano. And Eishrim just means it's also l'chatchila to do it. But it doesn't mean they aser it b'ano. And then l'chari will be aser b'shtiyah, like we said before. Now, Chreinim ha-medayik this in Rashi. The Rashi clearly argues on Taisus and holds that even, not like Rebbe Ben Maseir l'shitasai, when you have a chaysim echad, even according to Rabbanan and Asa, the iser is not an iser hanah. And as I look at the Rambam, because the Rambam Amish Paskins like Rabbi Ben Maseir, he like Rabbi Echad, and Mafkid Yen Esav Echavim, Asa B'Shti Umut Banah, that's the psak of the Rambam. So Shaila exactly had to learn the Rambam, if the Rambam is paskening like Rabbi Eliezer, or the Rambam is paskening the Chacham, the Gayan Bings says that the Rambam is very meduic, that he's paskening like the Chachamim. But either way, we need another pshat. Why is it that it's asa b'shtiyah and mutter b'hanah, mimanavshach? If you chayshish that either he was machlefit or negayin it, that would asur b'hanah. And if you're not chayshish for hachlofa or negiyah, so it should be mutter b'shtiyah. What's the pshat? According to Rashi and according to the Rambam, that are saying lahalacha this way, that with one chaysim, it's mutter b'shtiyah, it's also b'shtiyah, mutter b'anah, so what's the pshat? You can't say like Taisus, because it's attributed by Mesei l'shitasei, that holds that a maga guy only asks b'shtiyah, not b'anah, because we're going lahalacha, that we hold that a maga guy asks b'anah. So how do we understand by chaysim echon, what's the pshara that it's also b'shtiyah, mutter b'anah? So the Tveris Lameisha, the Sefer on Yeridea, in Simon Kuf Lamed, he says in the Rambam, another Achreinim say, Klar and Rashi, that there is a Shittas Rishenim, it's brought in the end of the turn, Simon Kuf Chav Ches, it's brought in the Rishenim, in the Ran and the Rosh, in the fifth parak on Daf Ayin, that any time, if it's a suffix, if a guy touched wine, the wine is Asa B'Shtiyah Mutter B'Anah, that's a Shittas Arayvit. Kam Rishenim argue and say no, a suffix that if a guy touched wine is Asa Usa B'Anah, but Siddha Shita that a suffix if a guy touched wine is Asa B'Shtiyah Mutter B'Anah. So that would shtim, if it's a Chaysim Echad, it's only a Shash that the guy touched it. A Shash that the guy touched it, that's an Issa Shti, it's not an Issa Anah. And what's Gufa Pshat in that Pshara? As Yamanav Shach, if the guy actually touched it, it's also both B'Shti and B'Anah. And if the guy didn't touch it, so it's mutter. So l'chari, you could say, if you want to say that a guy's negia could make a din chasnas, you could say that when there's a suffix if a guy touched it, that's him you would say suffix the banal l'kula. L'gabi the issa of chasnas, they were more machma even by a suffix if a guy touched it. And they acid it, they made the gzeir of chasnas. Mashayim came, l'gabi the issa of yayin nesach, so there, when a guy touched it, so there were chayshes, she was menasechet. Vashengen, if you don't know if he touched it altogether, so it's a suffix if he touched it altogether, and even if he touched it, we're only being geyser when he touched it, gzeir, then he might have been menasechet. So as I write, only by a vade negiyah we're going to be chayshes v'nisach, not by a suffix negiyah. But this would only be if you're going to neman, that negiyah of a guy in Yiddish wine would be chasnas, which we're saying is not so pashit. So you could say very similar to what the Stiplos said in Taisus. You could say the same thing, that be'etzim, by suffix, they wouldn't be geyser. It's only a chshash. By a vada, it's also b'anah. By a suffix, it's only a chshash. And you see the chazal were more machmer by shtir than by anah. Even the guy with the din of yayin nesach. You see that maga shlei b'kavan in a geyser shtir, not geyser anah. Who would then by a suffix maga? Be'etzim, when a chayshish v'nisach be'etzim, just for shtiyah, we're more machmer. So Taisa's shita is that a suffix maga would ask about no. So that's why he says that we have to go like a Peter Ben Meseir that holds that even a maga vade doesn't ask about no. But there are banan that hold that a maga asks about no. Once you chayshish for a maga, so that would ask about no also. Hashem in the Rambam, and this is the Mashmais of Rashi, would go like the shita that a suffix maga doesn't ask about no. Only a vade maga, and that's la locha. So mela, if you chayshish by a chayshim echad, that blibes a suffix maga, and that's why it's asa b'shtia but mutter b'hano. Now, there's a big discussion in Rishenim, what lamaskan is the psak? Do you need two chayshamas or is chayshim echad good enough by yayin? Because this Gemara seems to come out. The Gemara says here that Amr Chiyab Reder Ab Chiyab Ben Achmenim Vchistam Arav Amlam Vchistam Zirim Vamlam Vchistam Amli Abba Barachama Halkam Ziri Halacha Kareb Eliezer. So the Gemara comes out that the Halacha is like Kareb Eliezer. That's what it seems like the Maskana is. So then a Chaysim Echad would be sufficient. But the Rishenim, Taisus already starts, asks the Kashi Rav himself said on the Flamites that Chavis is also a Chaysim Echad. Chavis is a Rashi Tevis of Chol of Vasa, Yayin, and Cheles. So Yayin is one of the four things that a Chaysim Echad is not good enough, and that's what Rav himself says. So here the Gemara says Chaysim Echad is good enough if we pass him like Reb Eliezer, and there it says that no, that a Chaysim Echad is not good enough. So some Rishainim hold this Taka Machloikis, and this Gemara, there were a few Lashainis if Rav said it, the other Lashainis have that Zeri said it. And it's like Amaroya, Libet the Rav. Do we pass him like Reb Eliezer? Do we pass him like the Rabbanan? But then there's a shtikel shaylim sak. So how do we paskin lemaisa if Rav holds that chaysim echad is aser, and this gemara alibid the Rav, or perhaps alibid the Ziri holds that chaysim echad is mutter. So what is the halacha lemaisa? Because the maskon of this gemara would seem, which is the ikas sugi, would seem that chaysim echad is mutter. And also the rishayim bring the gemara says, and if samach tesim abeis, Rava says, v'chachad the kaimel and karblezed lechayish lezayufa. The gemara there is like mafurish, we pask like a blessed, it's not chayish lezayufa, and chaysim echad is good enough. But on the other hand, the Rishayim bring that the Gemara here discusses how do you do chaysim b'say chaysim. Rava has a whole discussion, how exactly do you make chaysim b'say chaysim? It sounds like you need chaysim b'say chaysim. So that alone is not so shver. You could say that Rava was saying it a libid derabbanan, and it's negay by other things, like basar and chaylis, which might need chaysim b'say chaysim. It's only legabe yayin that there's a machlekes, because yayin's derabbanan. But it's a little more of a raya is that the Gemara Chavtesim in Beis, or if Ashi says, Ha'as lashmin and Yayim Avushal Shalonu B'yadav Echav Ein Sar Chaysim B'Sei Chaysim. The Yayim Avushal Shalonu B'Sei that you give to Avichav doesn't need a Chaysim B'Sei Chaysim. So that sounds like if it's not Yayim Avushal, or if Ashi is saying you do need a Chaysim B'Sei Chaysim. So as it's shtim with Rav and Daf Samach Tesim in Beis that says that we paskin like our blood that's Lechayish L'Zayufa. So the Ramban says, Rav Ashi also was learning up the Mishnah according to the Rabbanan, but he wasn't necessarily passing that way. The Ramban doesn't like that. The Ramban says, why would Rav Ashi talk about Chaysim and say Chaysim if he doesn't pass that way? There's no indication in the Mishnah either way. The Gayan, like we mentioned, learns in the Rambam that we pass like the Rabbanan because of Rav Ashi, not like Rav and Af Samach Tesim and Beis, we pass that you do need Chaysim and say Chaysim. But Rav Yishayim would say that it's a machlokes, Neman that we paskin like Rebbe Elazar that you don't need chaysim b'say chaysim, but that's one mahalach, not to be mechalik at all. That sometimes you need chaysim echad and sometimes you need chaysim b'say chaysim. Just say it's a machlekes, and then it, like we said, it's a shayla exactly how we paskin. But that's one mahalach in the Rishayim. The Ramban also brings the Ravid that says that maybe the psak halacha is be'etzim that we need only one chaysim, but there was a chumra which the later Amiram were machmir to use chaysim b'say chaysim. Now I would explain Rav Ashi and Rav over here explaining how to do a chaysim b'say chaysim. Not that we pask in that way, but it's a chumra that they took on. The Rishayim don't like that so much. But in order to be miyashiv it, there are several Rishayim, several mahalchim in the Rishayim to be miyashiv that it shtims, that even though we pass like a blessed that you need chaysim echad, but there are times that you do need a chaysim b'say chaysim. So the three mahalchim had to be miyashivit. Rabbeinu Tam's mahalach is to be mechalik between a guy and a Yisrael chashid. For a guy, a chaysim echad is good enough. And when you find that you need a chaysim b'say chaysim, that's talking about a Yisrael chashid. Because a Yisrael chashid is a lot more, could cause a lot more kashrus problems than a guy, which is known to anyone with experience with kashrus. And there's a lot more problems when you have a Jew that doesn't keep kosher, or you have a guy, a Jew, is a lot more of a chance of problems. So therefore, the din of chaysim b'say chaysim is by Yisrael chashid, and the din of chaysim echad is by a guy. That's Rabbeinu Tam's mahalach. The reason mahalach is that when you're being mafkid, the yayin by a guy, and you're able to inspect the chaysim. So even by one chaysim, the only way he'd be able to touch the wine or to be machlif the wine is by forging the chaysim, and that's very hard to do. And we pass him like Rebbe Elazar that we don't have to be chayshish, that the guy will forge the chaysim in a way that you'll be fooled and believe it's your original chaysim when really it's a forgery. But the time that you need chaysim to say chaysim is when you're sending the wine to someone else. And he is not familiar with the chaysim that you're making. So the pshat is the guy doesn't have to forge a chaysim. The guy just has to break through two chaysames and then prepare again two chaysames. Because all the yid knows is that there's supposed to be two chaysames. But he doesn't know how the chaysames look. So in such a case, one chaysim, so it would be chayshish that maybe one chaysim, the guy won't mind breaking through the chaysim and preparing his own chaysim. It won't be a forgery, but at least it will be a separate chaysim, and that's not such a big tircha that we're worried about, even according to Rebbe Elazar. Mashenken, when you have two chesames, so he'll have to break through two chesames and prepare the two chesames again, that's a bigger tircha, he won't do it. So kumtais, when it's you, when you could go and inspect the wine, and the Rishayim say, who would then, if you could send the yid, what exactly the tzura of your chesam is, And the guy knows that you're sending it to the inn, a facsimile of your chaysim. So the guy would have to be mezayif the chaysim. So in such a case, one chaysim is sufficient. Now, shank him when you can't send him exactly what the chaysim is going to be. It's just there is a chaysim, and the guy would have to create another chaysim. So then you need two chaysimis to make it more difficult. That's the read. Now, there's a third shot, which has to do with the Gemara, because the third shot is that the Bryce's lashon is that we have in our Gemara, that either a mafteach or a chaysim, then you have a machlekes shebleiz necham. So that's clear that a chaysim alone or a mafteach alone is good enough, according to Rabbi Lezer. But the is a girsa mafteach v'chaysim biyad ayvikham. I mean, Miyad Yisroel. Mefteach v'chaysim Miyad Yisroel. So, even then, you could learn that Mefteach v'chaysim means Mefteach eichaysim. But the Rishayim say that it's mashman that the Rambam, the way they learned the Rambam and the Rif and the Bahag, learned that Mefteach v'chaysim is dafka. You need two things. And that's why the Gemara never came off the Svara of Yichalei Keren Zavis Lefizeh. We're dealing with two things. You're locking it in your own private room with a lock. And a lock is not a matter of forging a chaysim. It's a matter of breaking into a lock and then repairing the lock or picking the lock or whatever the case is. And then you have the chaysim, the seal, which you have to forge. So both the Rebbelezer and the Rabbanim both hold you need two chaysimis. Now Rebbelezer holds that a mafteach and the chaysim together, that climbs kilu, it's two chaysimis. If you have both, Mashenga the Rabbanim hold, no, even if you have both the mafteach and a chaysim, that's not good enough. You need dafka chaysim say chaysim. You need two chaysim. It's not a mafteach v'chaysim. So according to the first pshat, the Rashi's pshat in the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar is saying either a mafteach or a chaysim is good enough. These are two different ways to protect it. Both would make it difficult for the guy to either forge the chaysim or break into the lock. Either one is good enough. And the Rabbanan hold, no. You can't have just a mafteach or just a chaysim. You need a chaysim say chaysim. But according to this pshat, everyone agrees that just the mafteach and just the chaysim is not good enough. Rabbi Elazar holds the mafteach with the chaysim together, that's good enough. That has the same din as chaysim and say chaysim. Hashem, the Rabbanan hold, no. Even a mafteach and a chaysim together are not good enough. You need dafka chaysim and say chaysim. So lefi this mahalach, which Rishayim are saying is the Bahag and the Rif and the Rambam, one chaysim would not be good enough even according to Rabbi Elazar. So the psak of Adam would be that by one chaysim, it would be usher even with the Eved. And also according to the Gaon's pshat in the Rambam, that the Rambam passes like the Rabbanan, and also one chaysim would be usher even with the Eved. Mashenkin, if you hold like the other mahalach, like let's say you hold this in Machlokes, if Rabbi Elazar holds one chaysim is good enough and the Rabbanan hold not, and all the Gemaras that say chaysim is going like the Rabbanan, and we pass them like Rabbi Elazar, so then one chaysim would be good enough. And according to Beinu Tam, by a guy, one chaysim would be good enough. And chaysim is say chaysim is dafka by Yisrael Chashid. And according to the Ri, Al Kapanim, when you recognize the chaysim, or another Yid would recognize the chaysim, so then one chaysim would be good enough. And the only time you would need two chaysimis is when the person receiving the wine doesn't know the chaysim, and therefore you need two chaysimis to make it more difficult. The Mechaber Paskins, like the Chumra, that Chaysim Echad is Asa B'di'evid, and the Ramah Paskins, the Kula, that by Chaysim Echad it's Mutta B'di'evid, like the Shittas Rishayim that hold, that we Paskin like Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar means that Chaysim Echad is Mutta, and we already said the Terutzim, what you do with the Gemaris of Chaysim is Chaysim. That's the Maskana Sugya. And now let's see the next Sugya. Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis says, Itmar, why did they ask in a beer of Goyim? Why is the beer asr? So it's a machlokes. Rav Nachman Yitzchak mishum chasnus. Rav Nachman Am mishum gilui. Is the issa because of chasnus? Why did they ask a beer of Goyim? Is the issa because of chasnus, that this kiri of adas when you drink the Goyish beer? Or is the issa al gilui al sakana, that maybe a snake will come? And the Gemara is shakli v'tari about the issa gilui, when it's asr, when it's mutter. And the Gemara says, Rav Papa mafikale la bava de chanusa v'shasi. Rav Papa brought out the beer to the door of the chanus and drank it there, but not in the chanus itself. And Rav Achoy maisa lemeise v'shasi. And Rav Achoy brought it to his house and drank it, but v'tavayim mishum chasnus. Both Rav Papa and Rav Achoy hold that the issa of beer is als chasnus. Avichai Avin Achaki Yiserta, Avichai did a little bit more. If Papa took it out of the store, and Avichai brought it all the way to his house. And that's the maskana, because since your Papa and Rav Achai both hold that the Isser of Sheikh is Al Tzchasnus, we know when the Isser is Al Tzchasnus. If it would be Al Tzgiloi, so then we wouldn't have this Isser at all, because we're not Makben on Giloi, because we don't have the Chashim Meinenu. But if the Isser is Al Tzchasnus, so there wouldn't be a chilek between our times and the times of the Gemara. Now, Taisus points out that it doesn't say anywhere, not in the Mishnah, not in any Braisa, this Isser of Sheikha. The Gemara like asked the question, why did they ask the Sheikha of Evdei Kechavim? What does it say they asked the Sheikha of Evdei Kechavim? It doesn't say anywhere. Taisa says, could be they asked it to be Me'am Iran. It sounds like there was a minig. People knew that they weren't allowed to eat the Sheikha of the Gayim, and the Shaila of the Gemara was why? Taisa's is mashman, it was the Gzeira that was made by Me'am Iran. The Rajman Taisa Abaya says, the nusach of the Rashi: Sheikh loy mikzeres chacham, meisel a minik kedoshim shenogu barachaka lesrachik mi mesiba shalahem. That it was a minik, and he says that's why the Gemara says, "My amru sheikh shalgaim asav loy amne man gozu a sheikh shalgaim." There never was a gzera; it was a minik. Now amru sheikh shalgaim asir lefich bal nefesh sharach las barachaka tvei shalosteis bepesach anusay. That's what the Rajba says, that even though the Rajba holds we passing like our papa, because your papa was the Murray the Talmuda more than Rav Achai, and also Alachik Divrei HaMeikel, because it's the Rabbanan, when there's a Machlekes by the Rabbanan, Alachik Divrei HaMeikel, but still, it's better to go like Rav Achai and not to drink it even on Pesach the Chanusa, but bring it to your house. The Rambam says, Anusach ve'ena asel b'makam mechirasav, hev v'sheikh l'beisav v'shaseu v'sham mutter. So the Rambam only brings Rav Achai, because the Mishnah says, because Hayais were dealing with Archaka, it's better to do the Archaka like Rav Achai. That's the best thing to do. That's why he passes like Rav Achai. So here we find this Isser of Sheikha Shalayv Zekachavim is an interesting Isser. All the other things that Chazal were geyser on, they were geyser, didn't make a difference where you eat or drink the thing. Like Bishalakum and Pasakum and Yayinesach, Stam Yainam. It doesn't make a difference. It's also all over. But Sheikha, the only acid in the store of the guy, in the house of the guy, they didn't acid it. It's a shaila if you could take it to the door of the guyish store, or you have to bring it to your house. But they didn't acid it if they bring it to your house. The Rosh says that pas is epis worse, because pas, alalechem levada yichya adam, pas is the ikachias of the adam. That's why pas is much more of a of Xera, they were geyser on pass. Sheikha, they were geyser much less. The Ran throws in another svara that the pass, and I guess the Bishul Akamusi means, is done al yedei nashim. So that's why there's more shayach chasnus, mashen came the Sheikha. Now there's a shayla in the Rishonim, what's included in the Isser of Sheikha Shalakam? What's included? One shayla is dafka Sheikha included, or is any drink included? The Rosh is mavur that even dvash is also aser. That says in the Mishnah about dvash, the Mishnah lametesim and beis ve'elu mitarim ba'achila. And what are the things of dvash? He says it means a drink of dvash. So what's the pshat? He says it means when you bring the beis to Shal Yisrael. So you see mavurish in the Rosh that even dvash, which he says is a drink that they made out of dvash, is mutter only by beis to Shal Yisrael. It is nichol in this gzera of Sheikh Shalakam, because any beverage is nichol in that gzera. But the Ari Shainim had said it's dafka Sheikha, not any other beverage. Taisus is mashman that way, that the Issa is dafka Sheikha, not any other beverage. That is also a shayla, what exactly is Sheikha? Taisus says that Ubechlal din Sheikha ben Sheikha shal tamar and ben shal tvua. You have the Sheikha, Bizman Chazal, was usually made out of tamar, was made out of dates. The Sheikha today is made out of barley, it's made out of tvua. So Taisa says that the Sheikha means Bein Sheikha Shal Tmar and Bein Sheikha Shal Tvua. But Taisa's Mashma Dafka Sheikha. And the Smag and the Goyesa Shri that brings from the Sefer Truma also says that Dvash is Mutter, it's Dafka Sheikha. Now the Rambam says, Ein Shaisin Sheikha Shalim Shaisim Na Tmar Mata'inim Ukiyetzibahem. You can't have Sheikha which is made from dates or figs Ukiyetzibahem, which is mashma, all types of sheikha is considered sheikha. But the Rambam says also that yayin rimoinim and yayin tapuchim are not part of the gzeira, because he says it's not shchiach. So you could learn up the Rambam, that the Rambam also holds like the Rishonim, like Tesis and the Sefer Truman, the Smag, that the Issa is only Sheikha, not like the Rush that says that the Issa is also Dvash, which is Mashma or Mashkim. And that's why he's mad, the Yayin Tapuch and the Yayin Yimayim. He means to say any Mashka, which is not Sheikhar, is Mutta because the only guys are Sheikhar. Sheikhar is more Matzi. As I can learn. But he's also Mashma like Taisvis, that Sheikhar means anything that's beer, not Lav Dafka Sheikhar Tmarim, because he says, Ukiyetzibem, Tmarim Te'enim Ukiyetzibem, also Sheikhar Tfua is part of the Gzeira. The Marachai brings the Ravya, the Aviya Ezri, and it says it b'shem the Sefer Ayashar, that Sheikhar Shalonu doesn't have this problem. And the reason is because the Sheikhar is Dafka Sheikhar Tmarim. That's what Sheikhar means b'zman Chazal. And that's what they were guys are on, Sheikhar Tmarim. But Sheikhar Sa'arim, what we call beer, Sheikhar of Tvua, that's not Nichol Nigzeir B'chlal. So there are three sheetahs in the Rishayim. You have the Rosh that says that all Mashkim are Nichol and Sheikhar. They just pick Sheikhar as an example. But Huadin Dvash is also Nichol, so obviously holds you B'chlal don't need Sheikhar. Any Mashka? You have Taisus and Kam Rishayim that say Dafka Sheikhar. But Sheikhar includes anything that's called beer, they're all called Sheikhar. Lav Dafka Sheikhar Tomorrow. And you have the Rav Yah, which says, Dafka Sheikha Tamarim, what we call beer, is not Nichol and the Gzeira. So Lefi Zeh, if you'd hold like the Rosh, you should ask a Yayin Yimayinim Yayin Tepuchim Uso. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold that way. Because the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rosh. He says, Sheikhar and Huadin Dvash. But then he says that Yayin Tepuchim, Yayin Yimayinim, they weren't Gezer on. So the Prichadish Vezai, Svai says the Mechaber held that the Pshat in the Rambam wasn't that it's Dafka Sheikhar. Because it's a shtickle steer in the Yukim, Reisha L'Seifa. The Reisha says that the Asa Sheikha shall tomorrow attain a Mekiyetzibem. And then the Seifa says that Yayin Rimainim and Yayin Tapuchim are Mutta because they ain't a Matzi. So what about another Mashka which is Matzi? Shulchan Aruch held that the Ikad Diak is the Diak of the Seifa. Yayin Rimainim and Yayin Tapuchim, apple cider and that are not Matzi. That's why it's Mutta, but any beverage which is Matzi is also Lefi the Rambam. And that's in the Mechaber Paskins. And the Ramah says the minig is to make like the Rav Yah. The minig is to even actually drink beer, b'beis hagoy, because we say that our Sheikha is not the Sheikha of Chazal, that's Sheikha of Tamarim, and Memela, all the Sheikha is Mutter. That's what the Ramah says, v'chei noigim mahakal. But there are Achrayim that say that you shouldn't be makel so vite. The Brichadish says that Lamaisa, he wants to argue, he says, we don't have Klar Rishayim, not like the Rav Yah. One say the Vimshad and the Ravi, one say Avada Sheikhar includes all types of beer. But he says you could be Mekel by other beverages that aren't beer. He declares to say that maybe the Rambam holds that way, that the Rambam's only answering Sheikhar, and that's why he's being Matir, Yayin Tepuchim and Yayin Yimayinim. So because we have three sheetahs, the Mechaber asks all beverages. The Ramah says Dafka Sheikhar Tamarim, even beer is Mutter. And the Prichadish holds Dafka Sheikhar, but anything that's beer is also Nichol and Sheikhar. But other beverages are mutter. I'm clearing Lefi the Mechaber that holds all beverages are also, but he says that Yayin Tepuchim and Yayin Rimayinim are mutter because they weren't geyser on a davar shein matzi. Does that mean that anything that wasn't matzi bizman chazal is already mutter, even if it becomes matzi today? Or it's telling whether it's matzi today? Now, if Gemini would be coffee, if you could drink coffee in the coffee house, I mean, Lefi the Ramah that it's only Sheikhar, and even Lefi the Pri Chadash, that's everything is considered beer is considered sheikhar. Not just sheikhar tamarim, avad the kofi is mutter. I'm just claiming Lefi the Mechaber, they didn't have kofi bizman chazal, so it wasn't matzi, so they weren't geyser on it. And the shayla is to drink kofi in a coffee house in a Starbucks, ukadema, would that be also according to the Mechaber? Or would that be mutter because it wasn't matzi bizman chazal? Not sure. Now, like we said, this Isser of Sheikhar is not so chama like the other Isurim. It's only Isser in the Beis Hagoy, in the Chanus that they're selling the Sheikhar, like going to a bar and drinking the beer in the bar, or going to a Goyish party and drinking beer at the party with the Goyim. That would be Nichlal in the Isser, assuming you don't go like the Ramah and say that our beer is considered Sheikhar. And Taisa says another kula, if let's say someone's living in the guy's house, he's staying by a guy's house, he lives there, or he rents a room there, or even temporarily, even a guy's hotel, so that's called his house. That's not he's drinking in the guy's house, because that's where he's living, that's where he's staying, that's where he settled there, that's called his house, and he'd be allowed to drink the sheikhar over there. And Taisus says another kula, that even drinking shecher in the guy's house is only when you kaveh atzmi lishteis. But let's say a guy happens to be in the guy's house and the guy offers him shecher, Taisus says he could drink it. It's not nichol nigzeir of shecher, because that's ma'akroi, that's mishum eva, and that's all mutter. And the mechaber paskens like all these kulas of Taisus. But there's an interesting tshuva from Rav Moshe, in Igros Moshe, Yardei Chelek Beisim and Kufyat Zayin, and the question was, could they make a parlor meeting for tzedakah in a guy's house? Could a guy host a parlor meeting for a yeshiva to collect money for tzedakah? That's where the shaila was. So he says it's asur. He says, because what's the issur of shecher? The issur of shecher is the lashon of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch is Shem Yisit Etzlei, because you might make a suda by him. The lashon of the Rashbi is L'Srachik Mi Mesibah Shalahem. The main point is that you shouldn't be having parties with Goyim. So he says, even like the Ramah, that the Sheikhar is only of Tamarim, but Dvash and Tvua is Mutter. So he says the site of the Ramah is that there were only Geyser and Sheikhar because that was Matzi at that time. And Mela, even though these things became Matzi now, the drinks that are Matzi now, like Sheikhar Shal Sa'irim and that, and Nyayin Saraf, and these things that are Matzi now, don't go on the Gzeirah. But he says, but mishtois themselves, the gzeir was that you shouldn't do this because you might make mishtois. So avada mishtois are asur. So you can't have a mishta in a guy's house because even if you're not drinking shecher, but the whole shecher is because you can't have a party with him. And now you're having a party with him. So that's a chasur, he says. So he says, if a guy makes a party and he invites you to the party and you feel that it'll be Eva to refuse, it'll be insulting to him to refuse. He says, then you mutter to go. That's the heter, that's not called the kvias because you're going to his party and you're doing it mishum Eva and thus felt in kvias and that's mutter. But for you to make the party together with the guy, I'm in the guy's house, so even without the Isser of Sheikhar, this is the makar of the Isser of Sheikhar. The issur of shecher is you might make a party. So even if you're doing it for a mitzvah, you're doing it to collect money for tzedakah, you can't be mad, there's usher to do it. As I pass in Rabbi Shalach HaLamaisa. It's a big chiddush, and I'm at a mechanish ding in Rabbi Moshe, you can't argue in Rabbi Moshe, but I was just thinking that maybe, in case people are mekel to bring up a tzad schus, that maybe it's only called a mishta of goyim, even if it's in a guy's house, it's not called a mishta shel goyim if you have Rav Yisrael there. Just like the Rambam, Moshe Stam says, that you can't drink together with a guy, he says, even Yayin Mevushal, even things that don't have an Issa of Yayin Nesach. And the Rambam says, that Issa is Dafka when he's Shesa alone with the guy. But if Rav of the Mesiba is Yisrael, he says it's Mutter. So maybe who would then this Issa that you find, that you can't drink Sheikha of a base guy, because Gzeir Shem Yisrael Etzlai, this thing of Shem Yisrael Etzlai, the Yisrael Etzlai is that it'll be a guy who should party with Rav Goyim, and you'll be Neschaber to the party, and that's the Isser. And that's only Mutter by Kroya Mishum Eva. Marshangin, if you're making a parlor meeting where Reva the people will be Yisrael, you're just making a Gaiash house and there'll be some Gaiash guests, but Reva the guests will be Yisrael, maybe there won't be Nichol. Rabbi Moshe doesn't seem to hold that way. Klai Chalim Mitzchus. And now one more Inyan that's Negei the Sugya, which is Taisus Kashem, that what's the Pshat that the Gemara only asks his beer? Because of chasnas or because of giloi, and if it's also because of chasnas, it's only also in the house of the guy. When you bring it to your own house, it's mutter. Why isn't beer also pashnas bishalakam? There's a halacha we'll have later in the perek that any time a guy cooks food, you're not allowed to eat the food that the guy cooks because of bishalakam. That's bishalakam, another gzeir of chasnas. So here, by beer, the guy is cooking the wheat, the barley, whatever he's cooking, or the dates, if you're Sheikha tomorrow, whatever the case is, and getting the extract of the tmur, or of the tmarim, in order to flavor the water, why wouldn't that be considered a pasha de bishalakim? Now, the kasugi of bishalakim is later in the parak, but we'll go through a little bit, just when the gay of the shaila. Because that's what Taisus talks about. So Taisus says two time. One time is that we pass in like the Lashon, that anything which is not oil al shulchan malachim, it doesn't go on Shulchan Malachim, meaning Malachim don't eat it, kings don't eat it. That's not Bishalakim. And beer, Taisus is saying, is not Eilal Shulchan Malachim. And then the second Taisus says, the second time Taisus says is, L'maisi, you find you don't make a mezainis on beer, you make a shakal on beer. Why do you not make a mezainis on beer? You make a mezainis on barley. How come you don't make a mezainis on beer? The Gemara says that anything that has in it the five minei dagon, you make mezainis. So why don't you make mezainis on beer? Elamai, the tefuah is bottled to the water. So that's why you don't make a mezainis on beer, you make a shakal. So since it's bottled, l'gabi hilchas brachas, who within its bottle l'gabi hilchas bishalakam? Those are the two taimim Taisa says why there's no bishalakam on beer. One is not eil al shulchan lachem, and the second is because you see l'gabi brachas, you don't make a mezainis on beer. Elamai, the tefuah is bottled to the water, so mele it wouldn't be a problem of bishalakri. So the Bach says, as far as Taisa's first tam of ein eil al shulchan lachem, Taina de Bach today, beer is avad eil al shulchan lachem, avad that they serve beer by all the chashiv asunis. Avad the beer is oil al shulchan malachim today. Kaponim in the Bach's days, avad the beer would be oil al shulchan malachim. They wouldn't be a heter for those days. And about the heter that Taisa says, that since you see, you don't make a mezainis on beer, make a shakel, elamai, it's bottled to the water. So Taina de Bach, it's very shver. Why is it bottled to the water? Adrabba. It's mamish. He says you have a gzais b'techilis press of the chid of the tfu in the water. Can't be bottled to the water. He says that you don't make a mezainis is because it's nishtana. It's nishtana. You make a mezainis on the food when it's banned. When it's nishtana, you don't make the brach anymore. But it's not because it's bottled to the water. Why should it be bottled to the water? He says a pella. So he says like this. He says the Gemara has two l'shoinis. We pass like both of them l'kula. The Gemara lamed chesem and aleph. One was that kol shenechel k'meishu chai ein by mishum bishul nachrim. Anything which is eaten, if it's raw, like an apple, a carrot, that's cooked, that's not bishul nachrim, because it can be eaten when it's raw. And then there's another lashon, kol shein echal ashulchem alachem alafis beisa pas, ein me mishum bishul nachrim. If it's not ein ashulchem alachem, there's no bishul nachrim. So the Gemara says, my benai, what's an afkamina lalacha between these two lashonis? So the Gemara says, ikim benayu, dogim, ktanim, and daisa. The Gemara says, dogim ktanim, small fish, which is not nechel kameishu chai, but it's not oil al shulchem alachim. So if you hold, it's totally a nechel kameishu chai, the small fish are not nechel kameishu chai, it would have vishal nachim. But saying if it's totally on shulchem alachim, small fish are not oil al shulchem alachim. And then the Gemara says, daisa, which is cereal. Like oatmeal or farina, a grain cereal. So Taisus learns that daisa is also that way. Daisa is not nechel kameishu chai. You can't eat it raw. You don't eat raw wheat. But daisa, cereal, is not el ashulchem lachem. You don't serve oatmeal or farina by a state dinner. But he says, other rishayim hold fakert. Other rishayim hold that daisa is el ashulchem lachem. Now, daisa is called nechel kameishu chai because you can eat grain while it's raw. You toast the grain kernels like koyes, and you can eat grain while it's raw. So according to the rishayim that hold, that tvua is nechel kamei shulchai, so then it's good why beer doesn't have bishul nachim, because it's nechel kamei shulchai, because it can be eaten raw, because they hold, Taisus holds not the way. Taisus holds the grain is not considered nechel kamei shulchai. You can't eat raw grain kernels, raw wheat, or raw barley. But other rishayim all forget. Taisus is ayla shulchim lachim. It's just nechel kamei shulchai. So lefin those rishayim, it's good why the beer doesn't have the iser bishul nachim. That's Taina de Bach. Now, when he says about brachas, the chayr is totally in three terutzim of Taisus in brachas daf lamed ches. Brachas daf lamed ches, Taisus asks his kasha, how come on beer you don't make a mezainis? Why do you make a shakel? He says three terutzim. One terutz, he says, is because you only have the flavor. You're not eating barley. You're eating barley flavored water. Flavor is not considered the mamashis. That's one terutz. Second terutz, he says, is because it has an iluya achrina. If something is nishtana, if it has something else which is a better use for it, then you don't make the bracha. You have this by a eitz, you have this by mezainis. When it has an eluya achrina, it has another way to eat it and a better way, then you don't make the bracha, and then you make shakel. So that's like the Bach was saying, that because it's nishtana. And even though sometimes when that's the purpose of the food, even by nishtana you would make the bracha of the particular food, but it has an uliya achrina. And Taisus, the third teretz, that all mashkim, all beverages, you make shakel, period. Mashkim, you make shakel. Now, l'chayr, our Taisus is going like the teretz, that you don't have the gufa davi, you just have the tam. That's l'chayr what he means, that it's batal. If the reason why you don't make a shakel is because you're not eating barley, you're eating barley-flavored water. So hu adin, that's not the problem of bishlakim. Bishlakim is on the barley. Here it's not barley. It's the flavoring of the water, but it's water. It's water with a barley flavor. There's no din of bishlakim on that. But in chirami, according to the other turitzimataisis, if you say because it's a beverage as opposed to a food, or if you say because it's nishtan and has iluya achrina, so then it's not a raya that it's batel, then it is barley. It's just barley and that's nishtana, or barley, that's a beverage. You make shahakal, that's not a raya, that legabe bishlakim, there won't be a din of bishlakim. But lechari, it's legaya to coffee. Because lefi the bach, that the aside why by beer there's no bishlakim is, because the wheat, or the barley, or the dates that you're making the beer is nechel kamei shuchai, so coffee, which is not nechel kamei shuchai, you can't eat the coffee bean when it's raw. So the mela, there should be a problem of bishalakim. And the coffee lechayr is also oil al shulchan malachim. So it should be a problem of bishalakim coffee. Lefi taisis that says is klal. That since you say shahakol, it's a raya that it's batal. It's a raya that the barley is batal to the water since you say shahakol. So here also, coffee you make shahakol. It's a raya that the coffee bean is batal to the water because you make shahakol. So then there won't be a problem of bishalakim. According to the Bach, it's not a raya. So according to the Bach, it should come out that on coffee, even though you make shakal, but the pshat is, the whole reason why beer is no bishlakim is because nechel kamei shuchai, and coffee is nechel kamei shuchai, coffee is not nechel kamei shuchai. So l'chaira, there should be a din of bishlakim by coffee. But l'may sweep asking out the way. And the Pre-Chadosh says like this, the Pre-Chadosh explains Tesis, the Gemara's lashon of Eilal Shulchan Malachim is, it has to be served as a dinner, as a food, as something which is there together with the bread. If it's a drink, so that's even if the drink is drunk by malachim, but it's not oilach shulcha malachim lafis bayis hapas. So that would knock out any beverage from bishalakim because it's not oilach shulcha malachim lafis bayis hapas. Thus sign it to Brich Hadash. The Sam Seifa adds another thing, Sam Seifa Eifenard, that the Pshat, as he says, by beer, he hears a Shaila, because the Metzias by beer is that the actual Tvua is melted, is dissolved into the water. So therefore, you could say that maybe it's a din of Bishalachim. Mashenki by coffee, he says, the coffee isn't dissolved into the water. It's just the flavor that comes out of the bean that flavors the water. It's a Tam Ba'alma, the Zichu wouldn't be a din of Bishalachim. And that's what the Pre-Chadosh is saying. There's no din of bishlakim by coffee. Side the time the Taisus says that since you make shakal, it's raya, it's batal. And side the time that says oilal shulchan malachim, which the Pre-Chadosh means, he means the laf is by a sapas, you don't have that by coffee either. And male, there's no din bishlakim by coffee.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maariv Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.